Tell Them What You Saw. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. Over the past 6 years of doing these commentaries, I've tried to avoid talking about the same topic in back-to-back weeks, but these are not ordinary times, not even close. I've been one of two members of our staff that have become embedded with the basketball situation at Fennville High School, which is still recovering from the tragic death of one of its top players, Wes Leonard, after its final regular season game nearly 2 weeks ago. With Andy Freshour, we've been assisting the school at tournament sites and coordinating game day operations and the media throng that is following all of it. Through the eyes of a news reporter, this is an incredibly compelling story. As an administrator working on behalf of our schools, it's a big management job. I can't say enough good things about the administration at Fennville High School and the administration at Hope College as the district tournament played there. The fabulous leadership of the school itself and the servant leadership of everybody at Hope College made the event run smoothly and launched the healing process for this small community of about 1,400 in Southwest Michigan. And the schools which gave up hosting the district games, Lawrence and Bloomingdale, are also to be commended. And the media covering this story have been very respectful. But also trying to cope at this time are the opponents of Fennville in the tournament. Friends and neighbors from the same conference, the Southwestern Athletic Conference, and other schools on the tournament trail. Everyone feels the pain. I took a couple of phone calls last week from administrators at some of those schools. They were asking for some help in dealing with this situation with their own students and community. They wanted to know what they should tell their constituents so that they could be appropriate in their behavior at the upcoming games with Fennville. Since these administrators had already been witness to it when Fennville played Lawrence in the tournament opener, I had a simple response. Tell them what you saw. When was the last time you were at a sporting event of any type and saw the entire crowd rise to its feet and cheer as the participating team separately made their entrance onto the playing surface? And at the conclusion of the game, rise again and cheer for both teams after watching a marvelous display of basketball? And when was the last time you saw the competing teams share bona fide bonding time before such a big game, where the kids interacted with each other in a personal, purposeful, meaningful way? Tell your kids and fans that, I told these administrators. If you wish to do other things to pay respect to Fennville and the Leonard family, there's nothing wrong with that. And while the healing progresses and the focus slowly drifts back towards basketball, the things that you saw are the things that should be taking place anyway. They should be taking place every day at every high school athletic event. One sports writer wrote that dignity and sportsmanship won last week in his analysis of the game. Indeed, it did. It won while the teams played and the coaches coached with great intensity, and the fans cheered their teams on at decibel levels like I've never heard in 24 years of doing this at the high school level, and even 10 years of doing it before at the college level in large arenas across the country, arenas certainly much larger than DeVos Fieldhouse. Dignity and sportsmanship. They respected a fallen student athlete and his family, but they also respected the game, the officials, and everyone around them. It was a model for how every game should be played. And while this story is at the fore, let us not forget the other student athletes and schools in our great state which have also encountered tragedy at this same time. The Grand Rapids Catholic Central girls basketball team enters the final week of the tournament with its hearts and its minds occupied by a teammate, Mary Lafear, who was critically injured in an automobile accident recently. In other parts of the state, there was a group of young student athletes who were injured or died in another accident. And still another young person, a standout student and athlete, committed suicide in the southeastern part of our state. Let's support, in our own ways, these kids and schools and families. And let's all come together to support these educational games that continue to support our communities and do it with dignity and sportsmanship. MHSAA Perspective is a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. I'm John Johnson. So long, everybody.